Okay, so over Yom Tov, there was an interesting question that arose on one of the WhatsApp chats. I'm not sure which one. There are so many, I'm not sure. So Ari Tiefenbrunn was asking about the earliest time that one is allowed to count to Sfiras HaOmer. And he remarked that in the shul that he grew up, they counted only after Tzitzis HaKochavim. And Rabbi Adona said in our shul we count during Bein HaShemeshos as well, after Shkia. So I want to explain the background to that issue. And it's really a perfect litmus test, as a perfect window into an introduction to the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. So the background to this question is really whether the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer remains a mitzvah de oraisa, a biblical commandment bizman hazeh nowadays, or whether it's only a mitzvah de rabbana. Why would it be a mitzvah de oraisa? Well, the Torah tells us in Parsha Semar, Sfaratim lochem mimachres ha-shavas miyom ha-viyachim esomer atnufa sheva shavasot mimos tiyena. You have to count for yourselves 7 weeks. So if you have to count 7 weeks, why wouldn't it be a mitzvah d'oraisa? So what's the reason for it to be a mitzvah d'rabbanan? Well, you have to pay more careful attention to the pasuk. From the day when you bring the Korban HaOmer. Nowadays, we don't bring the Korban HaOmer. So therefore, there are many opinions that without the Korban HaOmer, the mitzvah is a mitzvah d'rabbanan. In fact, there's an explicit opinion in the Gemara that way, the position of Hameimar and Menachos Hamach Vavim Aleph. And according to Rashi and Tosos, really everybody holds that the mitzvah nowadays is only a mitzvah d'rabbanan because we haven't brought the Korban HaOmer. So how exactly would the position that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa respond to that? Does anybody hold it's a mitzvah d'oraisa? So yeah, the Rambam in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tmidin Umusafin is very clear that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa even nowadays. How would he respond? There are different ways to explain it. The Aruch HaShulchan explains that according to the Rambam, the mitzvah is not to count from the bringing of the Omer, but rather to count from Pesach until Shavuos. So we don't have the Korban HaOmer nowadays, but we do have Pesach and we do have Shavuos. So if you're counting from Pesach until Shavuos and you look at the Korban HaOmer more as something that marks the time period, but you're not counting from the Korban, rather you're counting the time from the onset of the second day of Pesach, so then it can remain a mitzvah d'oraisa even nowadays. How does this relate to when is the earliest time that we can count? So if it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, well, then there's not really much to talk about. We would certainly have to count after Tzeis HaKochavim. Whenever you have a mitzvah d'oraisa, you're not yotzei unless you have the zman of the mitzvah. The zman of the mitzvah is from the nighttime, during the nighttime of the day. The nighttime of the day is Tzeis HaKochavim, it's nightfall. So according to the Rambam, you would certainly have to wait until after Tzeis HaKochavim in order to count. However, if the mitzvah is only a mitzvah d'rabbanan, so then things are a little bit more murky. We have something more to talk about. We can have a debate. So Tosfos and Menachos Hamach Vavim Aleph says, well, if the mitzvah is only mid-rabbanan, Bein HaShmashos is a time period of Safik. It's a doubt. We don't know whether it's day. We don't know whether it's night. And whenever it comes to something that's mid-rabbanan, what's our golden rule? Safik d'rabbanan lekula. So during the time period of Safik of Bein HaShmashos, says Tosfos, we can be lenient and we can consider it as if it's already the next day, and therefore we can count Sfiras HaOmer. In fact, in one place, Tosfos even says that it would be better to count earlier on because of the idea of Tamimos, that you want to include as much of the day in the count as possible. So if you count right before nightfall, well, then you have the entirety of the day. If you count after nightfall, you're missing those first few seconds or minutes from the day being counted. So according to Tosos, there would be no problem to count during Bein HaShmashos. However, comes the Ran in Maseches Pesachim and says, I don't understand. Safik d'rabbanan lekula is when it's in a bidi'eved situation, right? You have something that arose, something that you confront, and now you have to respond. So you say, Safik d'rabbanan lekula. I have a Safik before me, so I'm going to be lenient about it because it's only mid-rabbanan. But to say a priori, lichatchila, that you can count during Bein HaShmashos because it's a Safik, that doesn't make much sense, says the Ran. You can only rely on that bidyevet, not lichatchila. So even if the mitzvah is only mid-rabbanan, it's not so clear that you could count during Bein HaShmashos. When all the dust settles, how do we paskin this issue? So the Shulchan Aruch in Tav Pei Tesiv Beis says that the midaktikin, those who are very scrupulous about their mitzvos, they wait until after Tzitzis HaKochavim in order to count. The Mishneh Berurah infers from the Shulchan Aruch's formulation that you see that fundamentally the Shulchan Aruch paskin like Tosos. Only the people who are really scrupulous about their mitzvos, they wait until after Tzitzis HaKochavim to count. But fundamentally, the Shulchan Aruch is comfortable saying that one is allowed to count during Bein HaShemeshos, and he would certainly fulfill his mitzvah, and he would make a bracha, and everything would be just okay. So you see that according to the Shulchan Aruch, the fundamental halacha, me'ikar adin, is that one is allowed to count after Shkia during Bein HaShemeshos, although the Medaktikin wait until after Tzitzis HaKochavim. For those who are counting during Bein HaShemeshos, is there anything that one should do after Tzitzis HaKochavim? So the Mishneh Berurah quotes the Eliyahu Rabbah that if you counted during Bein HaShemeshos, like we're going to do, then you should count again after Tzitzis HaKochavim without a bracha. Because you're going to make the bracha when you count during Bein HaShemeshos. But in order to account for the positions that the mitzvah is a deoraisa, like the Rambam, and that you have to count during actual nightfall, so you should count again after Tzitzis HaKochavim in order to satisfy the Rambam's opinion. If you forget to count after Tzitzis HaKochavim, you're still Yotze, everything is fine, because as we pointed out, Me'ikar Adin, one is allowed to count during Bein HaShemeshos. Now, if the Shulchan Aruch says that the Midaktikin, don't we want to be scrupulous about our mitzvahs? So why is it the practice of our shul, and many shuls for that matter, to count during Bein HaShemeshos? Why don't we just not count? We'll say Aleinu, and we'll go home, and everybody will count on his own after Tzitzis HaKochavim. And in fact, and when we make early Shabbos, anybody coming to the Plag Minyan, that's exactly what you're going to do. Because nobody paskins that one can count Sfiras HaOmer after Plag HaMincha. There might have been some practices like that, but nowadays nobody paskins like that. So why don't we do that every week? Every weeknight. Why don't we just not count here, wait until nightfall, and then count then? So if you look at the Bir Halacha, it's already an old standing, concern that if everybody's gathered together and then everybody disperses and goes on home, somebody's going to forget to count Sfiras HaOmer and they're going to miss out on the mitzvah. So therefore, when we have everybody in shul and it's an opportune time to do the mitzvah, we're willing to rely on the me'ikar hadin that one is yotzei the mitzvah during Bein HaShemeshos. And I saw Rabbi Jachter quoted in the name of Rav Soloveitchik and also Rav Avadia Yosef. We're both comfortable with this practice, and that is why our shul's practice is to count during Bein HaShemeshos, even though some other shuls do wait until Tzitzis HaKochavim. You have an understanding of all the different practices amongst the Klal Yisrael. Rav Chanan ben Akasha, Omer.